Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth with your host, Bishop Poole. We're very always glad to have you and you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth program is on the air. Amen. And we thank God for you wherever you are, wherever you could be at this time. It's not a mistake that you are here. God wants you to prosper. That is the subject of this study and this broadcast at this time. God wants you to prosper. Father, we thank you, oh God, for wherever those that might be that's tuning in. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance. Lord, we rebuke all schism. We rebuke all jealousy, strife, hate, and confusion in the name of Jesus. God, because we know you are able to do everything but fail, and you watch over your children, oh God, and those believers, God, we know, amen, that you are our source. You are our source, and you are all in all. You see all, you hear all, you know all. You're all powerful, you're everywhere, amen, and you're in the present, amen. And God, we thank you through your Son, Jesus Christ. You manifested yourself through the church, and the church came to show the love of God to all his creations. And God, we thank you for having, oh God, the provision you provided for your people. And we ask you now through your Holy Spirit, you said in your word, where two or three come together in your name, that you will give revelation to those that are listening. In Jesus' name, God, to loose the bound of Satan, loose the discouragement and fear and doubt. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Always good to have you. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, to tune in. If you would like to help someone, sometime what you say and I say and she says and the brother says and the bishop and the deacon and the evangelist, amen, we can get clarity, amen, because all of us don't have it all, amen. God had, amen, so many different prophets and teachers and apostles, amen, and the scribe wrote. So all of us in the body of Christ have a job. We all have a skill and a talent, and we exercise that, and all of us, amen, the feet don't have it all in the body. The hand doesn't have it all, amen. The head need all parts, amen. So likewise, the believers, we need each other. We need each other, amen. The scriptures tonight we are discussing, prosper. God wants us to prosper. And there'll be three or four different chapters, amen. But you can dial 1-855 toll-free, 236-2252 anytime during this discussion, and press 1, and our technician will put you in, amen. And what we will always do is call out the area code and your last 4 digits of your number, amen. And if you want to give your name, you can, but this broadcast will be used for Bible studies all over, and we thank God from the callers from the Carolinas and Georgia and Florida and other most parts, amen, of the United States and the world. Right now, we're going to discuss something that always, God, I pray the Lord, give me the subject that we can share with your people. And prosperity is a part of the inheritance of God's people. God has given us power. And the power is in his spirit. And in his spirit, we have vision, dreams, and prophecy. We can prophesy. We can speak our own ticket. We can talk to God. And he will talk to him through us, through the written word, a spoken word, amen, and a revelation to give us understanding. Let me tell you this story here, that personal testimony. My family and a situation that happened early in the 80s of my ministry that a family member, a man, was totally neglected in medical care, and all the professions and the industry itself, everyone that came in contact with the case was so upset about it and said, yes, you should be rewarded. In the process, God rewarded such a large figure. And we both sat down and talked about it. And we said, you know, we have to pay our tithes. He said, oh, there he goes again about tithes. But now listen, let's listen. So what we did, we, sweating and praying, amen, we gave God back a tenth of the support, amen, to support his work and support his people, amen. So much went to the local church, and so much went to help those that just coming into Christ, amen. And in turn, there was no preparation totally to handle large such sums of money. It had to go to the bank. The lawyer said, well, you know, everything is at the bank. We got to the bank, and they didn't have no checking account or savings account. All we knew at that time was money orders. So you could imagine when we got ready to pay off the mortgage, amen, we hired a special carrier from the post office. He carried the money to the mortgage company, paid it off, and as well as other bills was paid, amen, cars was purchased, and amen, and during that time, the stocks and different things, a whole learning process. All learning process to handle such a large sum of money. Such a large sum of money. Amen. Gave God his, helped people. Amen. And still had more money than you can imagine. Amen. To learn how to handle money. Amen. Then we had the critics. Then we had the family members and everybody that knew about it. Wanted to come and get some. So those of you, amen, make a long story short, that was, amen, 3-4 more cases I can let you know personally, amen, I've been involved in. But those of you that want prosperity from God, listen, you already have it in your hands. But the devil wants to steal it, and maybe he has worked and taken your debt, running you through debt, and you have all the funds that you have. Think about it. Write down everything that you're indebted with. Amen. And take all the debt out of your life. Take all the debt out of your life. Amen. And there's a good chance that you have enough, but you forget about. Amen. We in this world and we wrestle against things. Amen. Principalities and powers on air. Jehoshaphat. Other words, I'm sorry, the Second Chronicles, the 26th chapter, Uzziah, amen. He was a young man that came into power after his father and the prophet in Zechariah, amen, in the 5th verse. And he sought God in all the days of Zechariah, who had understanding and visions of God. And as long as he sought God, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought God, amen. In the 7th verse, he said, and God helped him. God helped him. Amen. You read the story, but there's many more. Amen. We just want to highlight certain things. Amen. Look at Uzziah. He was a great man. Amen. His name was well known. And his position, and God dealt with him, and God helped him, and God encouraged him. Amen. God helps his people. Amen. Whatever position you in, when you come into Christ, amen, and the enemy had broke you down and confused you and gave you problems, amen, what kind of God is this that owns the whole world? Amen. Let's think. Let's do some biblical concentration here and amen, and rationalize. What kind of God is this that owned the whole world, created the whole world? And when he created you and you got saved, amen, and he's not able to help you, encourage you and direct you, amen, to the point that you thank God for being saved. Think about it. Think about it. All right. All right. We're talking about prosperity tonight, but we're taking another angle at this. Amen. We're the approach here, amen, that one of the approaches here that you already have it in your hand. You already have it. When the talent, Jesus get told a parable concerning the talents, and he gave some five, some three, and some one to their ability, to their ability. God has given you the talents, and you have skills, amen, to your ability. You can handle what you have in your hand. You can handle what God has given you in your hands, amen. And if you take the debt out of it, take the debt out of your life now, how much would you have? How much would you have? Or if you want to go higher for some reason to glorify God, listen now, if you want to glorify God, amen, then what are you doing to prepare yourself? Preparation of the gospel. Preparation is very important. Preparation. What are you doing to prepare yourself, amen, to do, to get, to help God, support his work, as well as what are you going to do to help the body of Christ? Amen. The lines are open. The lines are open. We'd like to hear your approach to this. Amen. We know in this atmosphere, amen, of all false teachers and false prophets, yes, they're there. They're there. They're making you think there's a gap between salvation and what God wants you to have and how God wants to bless you. They want you to look at it and say, well, as a long line, God doesn't want to, he missed something. Amen. The churches are missing something. And they'll come hollering, oh, God can't help you, but I can help you. And that is the teaching that Satan always come with. He want to be God. Man want to be a God. But the Holy Spirit, amen, if all the churches are tore down, amen, even the days of the prophets come around and God spoke through his men, but now you have his word, you have his Holy Spirit, amen, you have the Spirit of God in you. As long as you seek God, as long as you walk upright and seek and talk to him, amen. I'm talking about the God that created the heaven and the earth, the stars, the moon, and you. As long as you seek him, he'll talk back to you. Amen. He'll get back to you. Amen. All right, the lines are open, and I don't want to talk too much, but amen. I have a lot of testimonies because this thing is reality to me. This is reality to me. Amen. Amen. Healing is reality. Amen. Dial 1-855-236-2252, the toll-free number, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And we'd like to hear your testimony or something. We could help each other now. We got too many on the line here that somebody, God has blessed somebody. Amen. You can share. Amen. Maybe you like to ask the question. And Deuteronomy 28:29-9 said, keep therefore the word of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that ye do. All that you do. He's not talking about the church. You help the church, support the church. Amen. We have ushers. We have janitors. Amen. Choir members, the body of Christ. Amen. He's talking about when you're living and walking upright, trying to, if you're looking to get a job, you're looking to accomplish something for your livelihood, amen, and live for Jesus. Anything that come on your mind, amen, and God is leading you to do, you must do, amen. We have a caller, amen, on the line, and the last four digits is 1191, area code 305.
Bishop, good night.
Good night. God bless you.
Yes, I was calling to give a testimony what had happened to me in the past. And, you know, things keep happening to me, even though, like you say, the enemy will come in and try to put up roadblocks. But with God, it doesn't matter whatever roadblocks he put up, we'll still succeed. I remember I went to visit a church, me and my mom with my nephew, and when I went in the church, they were having what they call a debt burning service.
Okay.
And I was always taught to be obedient. You know that when you have a speaker and if they're telling you something, if they're not telling you anything to harm yourself, and they say, God, take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So we know that a lot of times God told, the prophets told individuals to do certain things that did not seem normal. But because of obedience, they received the prophet's reward, what the prophet had said to them. So when I went into the church, when I got into the church, it was like purposed in my heart, well, you know, you need to give them $100. But I didn't have $100. But I went, and they were, after the service, the pastor, the prophet said, come outside, we're going to have a debt-burning service or something like that. So they went outside, and he said, all your bills, I want all, they had already came prepared. They had their envelopes or whatever their bills or whatever, they had them with them in their purses and whatever in their hands. I didn't have it because I didn't know anything about the service, but I knew the debts that I had in my mind. So I grabbed and wrote down my debts on a piece of paper, and I was purposed that I wanted to give $100 to that ministry. So I wrote down my debts, and he had told them to stream or do something or whatever. Nobody didn't do it, but I obeyed and I followed because I believed, because I wanted the, you know, my debts to be canceled, because they was a burden. Debts are burdens. So it was a burden to me. So I believed. And lo and behold, I went. I didn't have no money to give that particular day, but I had sent by my nephew. I said, are you going to go to Bible study or whatever? And he said that was a church he was going to. So he said, yes. So I said, I want you to get him this $100 check. So I gave him the $100 check. And then something had happened with my job, and I had filed a claim for something. And very shortly, they was giving me so much problems, but very shortly I got a check in the mail for $38,000. And it was to pay off all that debt. And I had no knowledge that I was going to get a check for $38,000. They didn't owe me no $38,000. But they said that it was mine and I was due that money. And it was able to pay off by me being obedient, writing, you know, writing the bills that I knew I was in debt with on the paper. Giving $100, just $100 now, not a lot. $100. I got $38,000, and I was able to pay off the debt that I owed. And I was also able to bless some people.
Praise God.
So that's what, that's
God.
Just a testimony what God had did for me. And not only that one time, he's done things for me over and over. Even though people have taken from me, I have walked away from a lot of things, but God always provides. He does. As long as you say you're obedient and you're a giver and you pay your tithes and your offerings, he does. He say we'll get it back. Good measure, pressed down, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So it is a reward in being obedient.
God bless
That's
you.
That's
a Thank
testimony
you
that I would like to share.
Thank you very much. That was a great testimony. You've been praying. Did you pray for that? You pray for God to help you? Prior seeking around?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I was, because it was a wait, and I did. Yes, I did. I prayed, and I just so happened to you know, be there. I might have went back one time to that church. That was my first time going there. Mm-hmm. And I might have went back one more time after that. But I was only there for that reason.
No, that's right. That's
and
right.
Yes, and I was. I had been praying about it. But like I said, I didn't know anything about the job, you know, about me being to get that type of money, owe that money. I just put in a claim, and that's what they gave me. And they said that's what I was owed.
Well, thank God. Thank God.
Yes, thank
God. God bless
you,
sister. Thank you for calling, and we appreciate your call. We know that someone else is out there. A man had praying and seeking God for the debt. Amen, because of the fact debt is a worration, and the enemy takes the joy. Debt and money can tear up a marriage, amen, and bring woes, things to your heart, amen. Praying for prosperity, we should be seeking God to remove the debt, amen, how to pay off the debt. Anyone else calling, you can just press 1, amen. I know I learned about tithes first beginning of my marriage and ministry. Amen. My mother used to tell me, always pay God, give God. Amen. I thought that was just, I was young in Christ, and I decided one time I wasn't going to pay no more tithes, and I needed my money. I needed to buy my popcorn and everything, and, you know, me, myself, we was married. And you know, that week and that month, things start happening, this and the other, that and the other. And I had this revelation. God gave me, you told me, you taking money from me. And now I was beginning to talk to one of the family members in Christ. I said, oh, you stop paying your tithes, God going to get his money. God going to get his money. It's okay. So we start paying it back without the full understanding. Now listen, without the full understanding. So we begin the ministry, in the 80s, and praying for people and going around. In the same way, the sister just get off the phone. Amen. Somebody called me and say, pray for me, evangelist, pray for me. Amen. I got something, you know, I want God to do and help me. And before I can hang up the phone, good, the God said, no, she owe me tithes. And I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I never did call her back. I never did the situation. There are many people feel, and I know there's so much teaching out there, but you know you're supporting God's house. You're supporting God's work through giving, and that's the system, supporting God's house, giving to other saints, and you have God to bless you with that. All right, I'm quite sure we have some more, amen, some more testimonies and insights, amen, on how to be prosperous, and also how to get out of some debt. Amen. God will help you if you help yourself. Amen. Uzziah was a young man, and God helped him. God can help you. He can help you, amen, advance yourself. He wants you to be advance yourself in understanding. All right, we can press 1 on the phone. Amen. You can press 1, amen, toll free, 855-236-2252. And the technician will put you in. Or you can press 1-347-215-8816 when you call. And we want you to understand, amen, that the whole idea here is that we understand God will help you. He will. He will. He can use things. And it's not all the time going to be one situation or another one. God may have to use something, amen, that you already have in your hand, amen, that some has gone through terrible accidents, amen, and the enemy tried to cut them off, amen. Don't you know the devil doesn't want you to be prosperous, amen, and God doesn't want to prosper you to give the devil the joy, amen. Those that want to have something and you in your heart, the testimony was saying about a certain figure, amen. If you feel right now that you're making $300 or $400 or $500, and you just sweat to pay to give God 10% of that. You don't ask Him for above that type of money when you can't handle it. Your heart is set on something that is selfish. Amen. But if you can give, regardless of any type of funding, amen, He will reward you. He will. Amen. You can press one on your phone. This is one subject that many fall short of because, in one sense, all you hear is this type of subject, prosperity, but you never hear, amen, about your talent and your skills you already have. And you never hear that God, if you ask Him, and out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, you know, through the church and the Holy Spirit, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, people can be telling you what God is speaking to you all day long. You ever thought about it? Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, you can hear a song, you can hear scripture, maybe like tonight, or somewhere you have a dream. And this is something that you must do. Now, God helps us, and notice in the Word, in 2 Chronicles 26 and 5, we were talking about Uzziah, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding and visions of God. And as long as he sought God, God made him to prosper. God made him to prosper. And we know about Joshua. You always talk about Joshua. And he said that Joshua only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe and to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, command you to do. Do not turn to the right or left, that you may prosper in whatever you do. You do. Your action, God blesses your action. Amen. You might not have the funds, but if you start praying and the Holy Spirit begin to lead you, amen, in a certain way, your actions, amen. Notice again about your actions. Psalms 1 and 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Who leave also will not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Amen. So your actions, amen, living right, walking upright, and if God give you, amen, to make lemonade, and you start making lemonade, and he begin to take the lemonade money and make some cakes, then take the cakes. You know, one thing, one step at a time, that you can begin to learn how to invest, learn how to get your encouragement, get your self-esteem back, amen, where people have stole and talked to you and talked you down by what you have and how God bless you, amen. The enemy do not want you to be blessed mentally and physically. No, he doesn't want you to get that assurance anymore. You know how in the world you didn't care who come or what didn't come. You have made up in your mind. Amen. You have made up in your mind. You're going to do dust and so when Christmas comes. That's your day. You have made up in your mind. You're going to a New Year's party. You don't care. Nobody don't go. You're going to walk and go. And this is what God wants to build in you, that give you that confidence. He's going to take care of you, and he wants you to use your action, your hands. Amen. He told we're free will. We have our freedom. We have our free will. We can choose, amen, whom we will serve. We can choose. That's why the enemy come after us in our mental, in our mind, in our education. Amen. That's what Paul said, renew your mind. Amen. He want to come after you in your old thinking. Amen. Amen. All right. Every code 305, last four digits, 4271. Last four digits, 4271. Area code 305.
God
amen.
Bless you, Bishop.
Bless you.
How you doing today?
God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Just a little bit. Come on, a little bit closer.
Brother Gary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you. Good to hear from
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I'm listening, and I like the angle that you're taking with this prosperity
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
It works all through God's hands. He holds everything. He owns it. See what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
he dispenses to his people. Now, I'm very much pleased with the angle you took with, as long as you seek him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. As long
yeah.
as you seek him, he'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing, see, I'm very much acquainted with people who have good skills and talents. They know how to make money. You see what I'm saying? But they always in debt. They can't keep nothing. You see? So God has, on this earth, there is riches. But also the true riches he wants to give us from heaven. And that's simply, you must obey him. You see what I'm saying? If you really want success, you must obey him. Amen. And that's what it is when you give. See, you can give with there's no return. But now you seek God first. You seek him first and his righteousness, there got to be a return. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I personally, I don't seek money. Money ain't my thing. What I seek is God. I want to hear from him. That's what makes me want to give away money. You understand what I'm saying? Makes me want to contribute. I'm running on easy, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost come upon me and knock that, drive that thing away. Listen, man, I go in my pocket in a minute. You see what I'm saying? Because this is the true riches. These are unsearchable. You got to seek. You got to follow God to get it. You see what I'm saying? So. Money is very much needed. But listen now, why pray so long for your millions and you don't know how to spend it? Amen.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You got to see God wants, he invested in us to make us good stewards. You see, we ain't foolish with money. We ain't giving to give. We give to him and trust in him. You see what I'm saying? And that's what Jesus was saying. Now he said to me, now Aaron, if you can believe, he said, all things are possible. See, he ain't sending me on no arrow, no wild goose cave. He said, you believe God in his word. You understand? Draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. You see,
so that's
I like that angle you put on that, because this is the first time over the, I think in over the air, be it different medias, that it's been presented this way. And I'm just saying it, you understand, because it needs to be said. Everybody talking about money, you understand, but and people are still struggling. But I tell you what, you seek God first and his righteousness. Let him transform your mind. And I guarantee you, you money will come from somewhere. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's my input, Bishop. Glad to talk with you again.
God bless you. Happy New Year. Amen. God bless you.
Happy New Year to you.
It was my mind fell on. Amen. That's why I like to discuss Amen. I love to love this program because, you know, God can use you, amen, and you'd be so happy to be done. And this is to me to reach out all over the United States and talk to brother, and I never expected that. But my mind fell on the things that happened, and an old minister told me the thing that you go through, you should cherish that, amen, and use it to help your foundation. And when I soon I got saved and evangelized, and I ran into a man, and he said, you're preaching and going on, you're doing good, but you know God don't want you to have nothing now. You know, all our riches is in heaven. Now, you don't supposed to have no house, no car. When he got through with me, amen, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And I said, well, I thank God. And I began to examine, and my spirit got down. So I began to talk in the Bible study. And one of my aunts, and a little short prophet, she was a prophet, and some older members and pastors. And we used to come together in a prayer meeting. And after I had said something like that, it looked like it shook the whole. I said, What devil told you that? What, God wants you to be happy here? God wants you to have this? You can have anything you want, long as you know how to handle it. And he won't put no more on you to destroy your life. And I said, oh, Lord. So the devil is out there. He's out there. And this is the point tonight. We want to understand we're not preaching prosperity. Jesus is our source. In the Revelation, in one of these studies, amen, Jesus is more than money. He is money. He's everything. He's the source. Now, you think about the source. Amen. But remember, he's examining your ability. He's examining your ability. And if the Holy Ghost begin to deal with your mind and about a job, about going to this or placing your funds in something, amen, he begin to work you so, amen, he know and he can trust you to help the body of Christ, amen. You can be that person. You can be that Barnabas. Amen. You can be that person. All right, let's call. You can call and press 1 on the phone if you have another testimony. Amen. We're running good. Amen. As always, enlightenment to help more food to your soul. Something that you can think on and make you study. Amen. Apply yourself to the Word of God. Apply yourself to the Word of God. Amen. And that's what we're about. At reaching down at the grassroots level, amen, and wanted you. Many of you is on different levels of God contact. Many of you, amen, might not have the revelation that the Apostle Paul had, amen, but he will draw nigh to you, like James, brother said in the book of James, the elder was saying, if you draw nigh to God, God would draw nigh to you. Amen. And that relationship that you have can be different. Amen. He will not overpower you. Amen. No, he won't. He will not overpower you. Amen. Eschatology and theology. Amen. He will not overpower you. Amen. Big words or whatever. He will come to you on your level. Amen. And whatever your ability is, He will warn you. He will encourage you. This need to be done. Amen. To help you and your family. Amen. Some of you going through things and learning things that you can help your brother and your sister. Amen. For Joseph's sake, you learning things and you preparing. God is preparing you through life, life problems, life situation. And people might not think, well, God done left you. No, God haven't left you. God haven't left you. You never know. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. 1-855-236-2252. You can just press 1 on your phone. Amen. And give us a testimony or a comment. Amen. We know there's a lot of false teaching out there, but God is still able. He's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He is a good shepherd. And he can touch you and give you a scripture dream. Or maybe tonight might be confirmation to some. Some tonight. We're praying that we can be confirmation to what God has already told you. Amen. Let's push one on your phone and the operator will put you in. Amen. According to scripture, and we have to say according to the scripture. Amen. Everything's been written according to scripture. Amen. Everything we try to say and preach or teach has to be somewhere written. Amen. Holy Spirit, bring it back to your remembrance according to scripture. Psalm 1 is one of the scripture God I read many times, and that's one of my pet scriptures. Amen. And the scripture, amen, it came to me, the word of God illuminated itself out of the Psalm 1. Amen. And I thought I'd seen it. You know how you read and you take your time and read the scripture and absorb it and meditate on certain things. But there's a certain time when the Holy Spirit knows he want to give you a word. Amen. God give you a word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The seventh one, amen, was saying that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. But here, and we notice at the, we want to go very shortly, we want to hold up, amen. In the counsel of God, God not standeth in the way of sinners, not standeth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, shall bring forth his fruit in his season. And the word that looked like it came up out of the book, out of the Bible, in his season. And it stopped. I had to stop. I couldn't see nothing else. In his season, you have a season of training and learning. Then you have a season of fruits. Amen. You have a season of giving and giving back and giving out. Those of you who have trees, orange trees, apple trees, this time of the year now, winter, wherever you might be, and the time you view this program, and the leaves fall, and the sap of certain things go down. You find thing about grass like it withers away until the spring, that grass comes right back up, just a little bit of water. I think it's one of the durable seeds. So there's a season in your life that God, he works on, he works with. Amen. He tunes. He fine-tunes like the potter. Tear down and build up. Tear down and build up and get rid of and pull back together. Until you recognize that there's some things that you can do. Amen. Amen. Uzziah, the Bible says, as long as he sought God, amen, he prospered. But then Uzziah, amen, amen, in the book of Isaiah's talking about the day that King Uzziah died. You know, Uzziah got so strong and so built up and so arrogant. Amen. And he went into the temple and wanted to tell the priests and the Adam and how to burn incense and how to run God's house. And he became a leper. He became a leper. And God don't want you to prosper and get so strong and whereby you forget where you come from and who got you there. Job said, I know. I know where I got my blessing from. Amen. So everybody's different. Everybody's different. There's a season. There's a season God going to bring you to. Amen. When you get to that season, you know you're there and you won't have to. Amen. He will not put no more on you. He will not give you more than make you be so arrogant. You want to shut the churches down. Because you want to have a birthday party at the church, and you want to shut the churches down because you're going out of town and you don't want nobody else to be there when the meeting, you know. No. Uzziah got to the point that God can use him. His name was great. God made him that way. So ask God when you begin. You Proverbs say you don't want to be too rich, you forget God, and too poor that you curse God. You want that balance in your life. You want that balance in your life. Amen. You want that balance. And that's what God wants to do. And he's doing that and probably have. But we forget about we got an enemy. We have an enemy that appeal to your eyes. He will appear, amen, to your flesh and your pride and say, oh, you can be like this. You can be like your neighbor. Amen. And the young people are looking. Those that without Christ today, amen, and they are being fleeced. They're being fleeced because they don't know the word. They don't know the word. But if you stay on your knees and talk and seek God through his word and prayer, amen, he will. He will. He will help you. All right. I don't want to. This is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite because God brought me. Amen. He brought me from walking. Amen. Thank God. But, I can get excited, but I'm learning. I'm learning, you know, to be in this type of setting. Amen. And to have you press one. Amen. We're closing up. Amen. We still have about 10 minutes to go. Amen. Let's press one on your phone. And quite sure we got some more testimonies and some more dynamic theologians out there and got more testimonies. Maybe you have said something that you'd like to say to this. Maybe those that are young in Christ. Those that are young in Christ. So when you call them to this study, amen, after the program, amen, you can go to our website. You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And there you can pull up the broadcast. Amen. And you can view this broadcast and many more that's been already recorded and have a Bible study with that. Or if you want to go to subscribe to YouTube, you can also find that on the website, church website. If you'd like to donate as well, it's on the website. It's on the website. Amen. God is able and he will not forsake you. Amen. But debt is a problem. Debt is a problem. And once you get in Christ, you get to the point where, amen, you don't need to buy 5 pair of shoes. Well, I'm speaking for myself. Then I take that back. I apologize. I don't want to try to insult anyone. Amen. Maybe you say, well, Bishop, I'm going to buy me an extra pair of shoes tomorrow because I got a suit and a dress I want to wear. You know, I want to do it. I say, okay, God bless you. Amen. But you can get to the point that certain material things don't move you anymore. You can get to the point where you just thank God, amen, for the quietness, amen, for salvation, amen. And then, because you know you can speak and talk to him, and you can sing a song, and you be thanking God for that touch and peaceness of his closeness, amen. And that's what God wants you, through his Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants you to know, amen, he's a comforter. In times like this, and you're going through a season, you feel a barren and a drought, he wants to comfort you and let you know, listen, my child, amen, I'm with you. If nobody else don't understand, I understand. If nobody else, you know, I used to read Job and close the book up. I said, nobody, my spirit couldn't take it anymore because I know I was painting and, you know, dealing, you know, with people and leadership and debts and sickness and all lot of things. But, amen. But the Holy Spirit, he covered me and he comforted me. Amen. It's the same Holy Spirit I'm talking about. The same one that brought Jesus from the dead, quickened his mortal body. Amen. And Jesus called the Holy Spirit. He said he's a comforter. He's a comforter. So in these times now, don't let your eyes tell you God is not blessing. Don't let that the natural body, the natural man, you know, he's part of this earth now. You living in a shell that, amen, this is his hometown. He lived right here. Amen. He lived right here. He's a part of this earth, and you have you look around. He'll make you look around, and the enemy will holler at you. Say, all right, now you, God said this. Like the devil tried to tell Jesus, God said he's going to give you all of this. No, don't say, well, listen, devil, get behind me. Let me sing this hymn here a minute, devil. You stay right here. Let me sing this hymn. And one thing about it, you start drawing out of God, the devil will flee. If you resist the devil, he'll flee. How you resist the devil? Just get some songs and hymns. Amen. Amen. So when God give you something, when God give you a blessing, amen, he wants you to have it to the point that whereby, amen, you will keep it, and he knows and you knows that he gave it to you. Now the enemy will come and steal. Yes, he will. He will steal. Amen. All right. Do you have a caller that's pushed one on your phone? Amen. And our technician will put you back in. Amen. I know the Lord gave me a dream, and he showed me some things, and he said, well, you had three of these items, and the enemy took one. And I got up, I said, oh, my God. So God can bless you. All right. 305-4271.
305-4271.
Yes, sir.
Bishop, I just wanted to conclude tonight by giving a testimony of strange thing. God do strange things for your people.
Yes,
that you will learn to trust him. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was driving a 16-inch wheel truck. It wasn't a dually, but it was a crew cab. It had a 350 engine, truck engine in it. And I think it was a 1-ton truck. So you know that got to have fuel to run on. And what happened was, I was leaving church one night, and there was two young people that needed a ride. Now I had dual tanks on there. Both of my tanks was almost empty. You see? So I wanted to say I got to go and get some gasoline and find somebody else to take you home.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't do that. So I said, get up and I'll take you home. And, Bishop, when I did that, my needle on the gas tank began to go to a wall that side called full. And I'm thinking this thing, because I had dual tanks, I'm thinking this thing is malfunctioning. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it kept on going. I'm going out of my way to take these two people home, and it kept on going over to wall four. And I said, now something is wrong here. I wasn't thinking all the time that God was blessing me because I decided out of my need to serve him. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so Bishop, I purposely wouldn't go to the gas station to get fuel. I rode around for days. I said, I'm going to see if this thing is malfunctioning or if this thing is really real. And I rode for days on that tank of fuel that God put in there. And I'm going to tell you something. It happens to anybody if you're in Christ. Get in Jesus and let him teach you how to love. You understand? Let him give you the true riches. That's the money, that love, that's the money. It'll call birds to fly right on your shoulder. I'm serious, because this is what God wants. He want to give his kingdom, but he need kingdom workers. You see what I'm saying? He money can't be your rule. You got to rule the money. So that's what pleases God. That's what being a good steward is all about. When you get it, amen, you give God thanks and let the Spirit of God lead you. And most time, according to the scripture, he said what? Take care of your family and then give. You see what I'm saying? So he want to teach us. He want to transform us. He want to put the riches of this world in our hands, but then he don't want to defeat us, cause money got power. Money will get anybody's attention. You see what I'm saying? So you got to know how to use it. That's what I was thinking, Bishop.
God bless you. I know the Holy Spirit, because you said that, and the Lord broke to my mind, and I was praying and talking about open up new avenues, and that's what's happened right here, what we're talking about now. God expand the gospel through this program, and I had nothing about it. And I went to the church, and one of the apostles said, we were sitting down in a meeting about missionary work, and he said, "You want to expand your ministry? I got something for you." I said, "Oh yeah," and he gave me this about Blog Talk, and I was sitting and praying and talking to God about how I'm going to do this work, and I need help. And I don't say this too much, you know. I guess I have to say it now because the elder brought it out. Amen. I was sitting there and just reading and praying, meditating. And this man walked up to me and stretched out his hand and gave me a check, and I reached out and grabbed it. In the spirit, he walked up to me. I saw him. He walked up and gave me a check.
Uh-huh.
And God began to work. And I don't say this. I know that God worked through his real men and real women, but he also worked privately. Like
uh-huh.
I said, privately at home. And Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah! God bless somebody, amen. I don't get too out there like that, because I know that some take it and sell it, but He will. My God, hallelujah! Thank you. All right, Ella, you're gonna have to close it out here. Give us a prayer.
Well, dear Lord, we thank you so much for your great love you have for us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for looking out after us all this time, up until this present year. Thank you, oh God, that you would help us, oh God. Help our listeners tonight. Oh God, pour out the Spirit upon us that we can live and go forward. Help us, oh God, to stand tall and love one another as you have prescribed. That's the true antidote. That's the true healing love. Oh God, fill our heart with your love. And help us, oh God, to turn back to you, lift our eyes to heaven in the name of Jesus. Bless Bishop, oh God, in his endeavors. Give him strength, Lord. My God, I pray, God, you touch him right now in his body. And all the listening, oh God, put your signature out there. And we will recognize and tell men that you are God. We thank you for your favor tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Okay, all right. Those that want to view this broadcast, go to www.jciministry.org on your computers. Amen. Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. And we thank God for all of your calling. Amen. Tonight, amen, it's for you. God is personal. He's there. He is, like the world might say. Amen. He's our source. He's our bank account. He's our doctor. He's our lawyer. Amen.
Everything.
When you got Jesus, amen. Act like you got Jesus.
Talk to
him. Worry him.
Yes,
worry
sir.
Him like the lady told Jesus. Say, even the dog get crumbs. You know, just worry.
Yes, sir.
Talk with him.
Talk with him.
He's alive. And we love you. God bless you. and have a Jesus feel night or day. Bless you. Bless you.
Mm-hmm.